And good morning. Welcome to the local spotlight program here on Real Country WJBM. My name is Kevin Traub, and I'm the guest host today for Chris Lorton. Chris is usually in this seat and conducting interviews, talking with various people throughout the community, the Tri-County area. And I'm filling in. He's a little bit busy today, so we've got a couple of bankers here today.
Yes.
From the Farmers State Bank. Mm-hmm. We have Jill Moss, and we also have Kara Ontis. Thanks for being here, ladies. I appreciate taking some time and being here, part of this program today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. We're honored to be here. Yes. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Let's start with just kind of a brief introduction as to who you are and how you got to this point. Jill, we'll start with you. You're
Sure.
the chief operating officer of the Farmers State Bank, which is headquartered in Pittsfield.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so I'm Jill Moss, and a little personal, you know, I have two young boys, so I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, so they keep me super busy. Yeah. I have a great husband. We live in Pittsfield. I was originally raised in Winchester, and have kind of moved around, and then we landed in Pittsfield where I met my husband. So we live in Pittsfield. I'm really busy with, we coach and play sports and do all of those things, but I graduated from Winchester High School. So yeah, I am very familiar with all of the market areas that we serve, which are Jerseyville, you know, Whitehall, Winchester, Pittsfield, all the way to Hull. So everywhere in between, those are all the schools that we played and sports and
sure.
all the different communities.
Yeah. When I hear Winchester, I always think of the basketball tournament because
mm-hmm.
so many teams play in that tournament. It's what, the longest running basketball tournament in the entire state.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's great. It was whenever I was a kid, you know, that was the tournament time, was the most exciting time in school. I mean, it's what everybody got ready for. It's so
sure.
exciting. And I just remember as a little kid, just it being massive, you know, and it's so exciting to see that carry on. And they just have such a great group of people there now, people around my age that have moved back and they're carrying on that tradition. So it's just really cool to see them continue to grow.
Right. Well, back in the day, and a lot of folks are wondering, is this the Kevin Traub that ran the Dairy Queen here in Jerseyville? Yes, it is. But before that, I worked here at the radio station and worked with George Depper, and we did a lot of broadcasts from that particular tournament, the Winchester tournament, and that was really a big tournament to win.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
yes.
how critical that
yes.
for the teams that were very competitive, that was a big tournament to win. You could kind of set your whole season mm-hmm. kind of based on the fact that it was in January and so
yeah,
forth.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like it's still a little bit that way. So,
yeah.
And I think West Central was able to take home the title this year, which was always a big deal when I was growing up. If, you know, you were playing in the tournament as
yeah.
Winchester was always a big deal. So,
yeah.
So really cool. I love that you have that memory because that's kind of how it was when I was growing up
sure.
as well.
Yeah, yeah. Winchester, that's God's country.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And also with us today is Kara Ontis. And Kara, you are the branch manager of the Farmers State Bank here in Jerseyville. And that's located on County Road, right
that's
across
correct.
From the junior high.
Correct.
Right.
Yep. Right across from Donald Snyder's complex.
Right.
So right across from there.
Tell us about yourself a little bit and
sure.
how you ended up at Farmers State Bank.
Sure. So I am originally from Carrollton. I grew up there. I'm married to my husband, Kevin, here. We live in Fieldon. I've got two daughters, Haley, who is a freshman over at Jerseyville High School. And then I have Kylie, who is, she's in fourth grade over at East Elementary. And so they keep us busy.
Sure.
They keep us very busy with sports. My daughter is a cheerleader for the basketball team. She did football. And then my youngest daughter, she's a competitive gymnast. So we're traveling every weekend. And we have been going to these tournaments here in town too, the basketball tournaments and all the basketball games. And it's just really great to see how this community still comes together, which was a huge thing that led me back to Jerseyville. So,
right.
You know, I've been in customer service for many years, and I was looking for something to be able to get more involved in our local community, and there was an opening at Farmers State Bank, and so it just was the perfect match.
Yeah, good. And You graduated from Carrollton High School. You mentioned that you're the same age as my niece.
Yes. Right. Yep. So I graduated in 2007 up in Carrollton.
Yeah. Great. Well, let's get to it. We know who you are now. Farber State Bank. Let's talk about the bank. A tradition of trust. That's the slogan, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Let's talk first a little bit about the history. I did a little research and went online and could not believe the tradition that is really that is true, and that slogan goes way back to the 1800s. Mm-hmm. Family owned, mm-hmm. and your current president is still part of that
family.
Descendant.
We were created in 1889. It is the coolest story. I remember Nevin, who is our CEO now, like his great 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 grandfather, would ride his horse into work. So I mean, we always hear that. But it's just really neat to see that generational. Just keep moving on and keep building it. And so the tradition of trust really has went all the way back to 1889. This year we celebrate our 135th year in business, which I just think is so cool. And I'm really proud to be a part of that. And, it's really something that we even hire on. So when we're talking to people and we're interviewing people, bring them into our company, I have the honor to be able to do that. And I always tell them, hey, our tagline has been a tradition of trust since 1889, and I don't want to be the one to screw that up, and I don't want to bring anyone in that's going to screw that up. So, right. So we take that very seriously, and everyone very much lives up to it, but it's really neat to have that history there.
Yeah. It was family owned and operated, and then there was a gentleman that was listed in the history, Grigsby.
Yes. That is Nevin. Nevin Grigsby is our CEO currently, and then his father, Lou, who is still the chairman of our board. He was the president and CEO prior to him, and then his father, and then his father before him, and it goes all the way back. Yeah. So it goes back to Colonel Ross, and then I think it was, I'll probably get it screwed up, but. One of the Earl Grigsby's was a grandson of theirs, and then the Grigsby's have just moved on ever since then.
Right. So it started in Pittsfield. When did the expansion begin to different branches?
I know we moved here to Jerseyville 22 years ago. I was looking up that yesterday, just thinking, I'm like, man, I can't remember exactly when it was. It's going to be longer than I think because time passes so quickly. Yes. I knew it had been over a decade for sure. But yeah, it's actually been 2 decades. So yes. 22 years this year here in Jerseyville.
Yeah. Kara, talk about the Jerseyville location. How many employees and what are your specialties there at Farmers?
So there's four of us there. Myself, Drake Kanellikin, he is the other ag and commercial lender there with me. And then I have Zach Draghi, he is our relationship banker. And we have Haley Huff, she's also a relationship banker. We're all young and energetic. So, we have a great camaraderie there. We really specialize in building those personal relationships. Every person that walks through that door, we make the time to come out of our offices. If we're in our offices, we'll come out. We come out and talk to every single person that walks in there. For me, I love getting to talk to them because you get to build that relationship with them and really just kind of figure out what it is that they need and that you're able to help them with. So we specialize, in ag, obviously, ag lending. We really focus on our small businesses as well. We really are big about helping them grow. We don't work as just a transactional bank. We want to get to know you and partner with your business or your farm operation. So that's what kind of sets us aside as far as, how we do things versus how somebody else might do them,
right.
Is building a partnership.
Okay. Good. You're listening to the Local Spotlight program here on WJBM, and we're talking with Kara Ontas, who's the branch manager here in Jerseyville, and Jill Moss, who is the COO of the organization. Let's talk a little bit about some of the awards that the bank has received in recent years, and most recently, what What was the one that I remember reading? You've got to be proud of those.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So we recently were named, well, we were voted the best community bank in America. And so we that is a title that we went and competed for. We've competed for it for several years. We've been in the top three for the past 4 years. And so this year was a big deal. It's every community bank in America has the ability to apply for it. And then it's a very extensive application process. It's built around five different areas, which include philanthropy, volunteerism, community service, customer service, and then your culture. And like your internal culture. And so they do lots of different surveys of people. They even call around and mystery shop our folks to see how they answer the phone and if they're really living by that. And then of course they, another one was innovation, like just innovative solutions, making sure we're always an industry leader. So, you know, that was really, really neat. And that's something that we don't really look at that award as something that we did. We look at that very much like Kara was talking as it's because of our customers and it's because of our partnership with our customers that we're able to be here and that we're able to, you know, accomplish the things in the community that we would like to accomplish. Without our community, we don't exist. And so our goal is to always, you know, that's what makes a community bank a community bank. It's very different than an investment bank or a huge bank. You know, a community bank is, we work with those in the community and they, you know, come work with us and then we're able to turn around and give it right back out and to continue to grow the community there. So that award was just really amazing just because of all it stands for in the different areas. So we were, so we took that award home. We went to Atlanta this year and were represented there and were able to bring that home.
I'm guessing that banking is a lot different today than it was even 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, with the internet and phones and apps and that sort of thing, how do you keep up with all of the changes?
So we are all on top of all of it. So each person in the bank, we are all kind of multi-trained. So we're not just individualized, like I'm not just a loan officer and I'm not just the branch manager. I'm also just as much a teller and I'm just as much a customer service rep as anybody else in the bank. So we all know each of our customers and we know, you know, we know the flags. When things come up, we're like, hey, this doesn't seem right. Let's ask some questions, some more questions, and see if we can dig a little bit deeper into this. So we stay on top of those, you know, the trends, and we are constantly reading articles and educating ourselves and doing extra trainings to make sure that we can identify those situations before they happen for our customers.
Yeah, and I think too, you know, we rely a lot on our customers. So we have constant conversations with them. We're asking them, you know, hey, what are you seeing in your industry? And how can we help you in your industry? What's going on? So we're always trying to ask them, what do they need from us? That's maybe not even in the realm of banking, but we may have a resource that, you know, that we can tackle. One of the things that we do is we have what we call plots of land. So our research plots. And so every year, you know, we had talked to our agriculture customers and they said, you know, one of the issues that we have is we can't get unbiased information. There's all these plots, but they're created by people who are selling us things. And so we invite any agriculture company, any seed company that wants to come in, they put their product in our plot. And we harvest it and we produce the data. Whatever the data is, the data is. And so I think that really helps our customers make good decisions for their farms. And then a lot of times they'll come to us and say, hey, there's this new thing that's coming out and we don't really want to spend the money to see if it works. You know, will you guys do it in your research plot? So, you know, we're always just trying to figure out what are those new things. And like you said, it is completely different than it was even 10 years ago. You know, when I started was over 10 years ago and it's very different even then. So, I mean, one of the things I think that has changed, like Kara said, you know, we don't even like to use the word teller. It's just that that's what people know. Right. But, you know, really being a teller used to be, you know, cashing checks and making deposits and that's it.
Right.
So much more than that now. It really is sitting down with people and being an advisor for them. And because right now, you know, if you want to deposit a check, you can just go right up to the ATM and put it in. So, you know, there's so many different ways. You can take a picture on your phone of a check and it goes right into your account. So, you know, right. So the whole entire position of when it comes to deposits and loans has changed. It's very much having time to sit with your customer and figure out what their needs are and finding solutions for them.
Yeah. You kind of touched upon it a little bit earlier about hiring employees. And in today's world, and believe you me, I remember it was just a couple of years ago in the Dairy Queen business, it was hard to find employees. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep employees.
Yes.
With the history of this bank, and I think you kind of touched upon it, but do you have problems with employment? Do you have people knocking on your door all the time?
Well, that's a really great question. And that is something we take really seriously. Our culture is something that is we take very seriously. One of the things right here in Jerseyville, for instance, when we had a need in our location, you know, we do not rush to hire anyone. So we always say we will absolutely take our time because it has to be the right fit. We have to have the same values. We often look at it like a marriage, you know, and mm-hmm. So when we're interviewing, it's like dating. We have to have the same values or it just isn't going to work. And so it's often we have to make sure that we're a right fit for that person and they're a right fit for us. And so, for instance, Kara, whenever I was interviewing her, I mean, what makes the most sense is she knows everyone here. She knows the community. She's obsessed with being involved in the community. And same with the people that we have in our location right now, Haley, Zach, and Drake. So I, from my standpoint of actually hiring people, we take a deep dive into who they are as an individual and what, you know, what matters to them and make sure that that aligns with us. But Kara, I'll let you talk about it just from being on the other side of it.
Yeah. Right. So it was a really interesting interview process. I met with probably every manager department in this bank prior to starting here. And each one of them, looking back on it, each one of them said almost the same exact thing as far as, you know, like Jill mentioned earlier, tradition of trust, and I'm not going to be the one to mess that up, and I'm not going to hire someone that's going to mess that up. Every single person that I met with during that process said the same thing to me. And when we do these interviews, it's, you know, do we all mix well? Because just because you can do banking and you know banking doesn't mean that your values align with our values or my values align with their values. And if it doesn't make sense, we agree to say that up front. And we make that was something that was very nice about that interview process was at the beginning of it, they said, you know, if this isn't a fit, is it fair that you tell us or we tell you? You know, we may be able to make other recommendations. So just that process of making sure that each person is a great fit and that they're a great fit for you, it really helps, you know, have a great team together down here in Jerseyville.
Sure. We're speaking with Kara Ontis and Jill Moss, both of Farmers State Bank. And we've talked about employment opportunities. Is it online then?
Yes.
For anyone that might be listening that might be thinking, hey, you know, banking is of an interest?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can, for any of your needs, you know, whether or not you are looking to, you know, build a relationship at a different location, or like you said, for an employment application, you can always go to Farmers State. That has two S's in it. So Farmers and then State.com. Mm-hmm. Everything is on our website. You can go to the career tab. It tells a lot about our culture and what makes us different there. You were talking about interest in banking. We always say we can teach you banking. We can't teach you how to be a good human. And so we can't teach you how to build relationships. So if you have that, we can teach you how to do, you know, we can teach you banking.
Yeah. Well, 135 years. Wow.
Yeah.
That is a tradition of trust for sure.
Yes.
Ladies, I want to thank you for coming in today. Appreciate it. Anything you would like to add here at the end of our
The only thing
interview?
I just want to say, you know, thank you, number one, for having us and letting us have this opportunity, and just to the community, you know, thank you for allowing us to be a part of it and for the relationships that we have built and that we'll continue to build. So really appreciate everyone.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you again for having us. We appreciate it.
Right. Jill Moss and Kara Ontis of Farmers State Bank. And as you heard, you can reach them on the internet just Google or type in Farmers State Bank. So once again, thanks for being here. I appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you.
And for want to thank Chris Lorton and the staff here, Craig Ballman, for allowing us to be here today. And we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you.